So a cyclist, for instance, runs into the back or the side of a car that's, say, parked, would you still have a presumption of blame going to the motorist?
No, because obviously the motorist is parked up, is not moving, so there's no moving offence there whatsoever. Unfortunately, in those circumstances, the cyclist has simply run into the back of a parked car. The motorist may or may not be in that car, so no, there wouldn't be a claim in those circumstances.
So you've got quite a lot of support for this potential change in the law to a more sort of stricter liability. Who is then behind that in terms of MSPs? Is there a sort of enough of a groundswell within the Parliament?
Well, absolutely, and we've been delighted with the support that we've had, and I would like to emphasise the point that this is cross-party support. Clearly, Alison Johnson, Green MSP, is proceeding this evening with her proposal at the debate, but we've got support from a number of Labour MSPs, Conservative, and, as I say, cross-party support. So we're very, very encouraged by that.
And how quickly then would the law be changed if there was agreement?
Well, this debate this afternoon is really to continue to debate this issue. So we're a long way away from a private from a member's bill as yet. But I think what we're doing here is we're bringing this to the forefront. We're looking at it, and I think what I would like to emphasise is this is only part of a package of a number of measures that could be taken to improve cycle safety.
That's Brenda Mitchell of Cycle Law.